No day passes without a fresh report of insurgent attacks in Iraq, and today was no exception. An American soldier was shot dead in the northern city of Mosul, and at least one Iraqi died in a barrage of mortar fire in Baghdad. And every day there are also many incidents, dozens of shootings and bombings, that do not make news. NPR's Philip Reeves has more from Baghdad.
Mid-morning on a cold, bright day in Baghdad. Explosions and gunfire have long been this troubled city's soundtrack. Insurgents fired half a dozen mortars, apparently aiming for the fortress enclave where US officials and others have their headquarters. But at least one shell crashed into the city's Arasat neighborhood, killing a young Iraqi man. Nasser Gharib, who has a cigarette stall nearby, was dismayed.
When will they find a solution for this? We don't know.
There's nothing much out of the ordinary about Nasser Gharib's anguish or the bloodshed that produced it. A low-level war simmers on here. Just take one 24-hour period in Baghdad, beginning, say, Tuesday. The violence began at breakfast time, 7:05, when insurgents detonated a roadside bomb. 15 hours and 35 minutes later, the insurgents ended their activities for the day with a shooting. In between, there were 6 more roadside bombs and a suicide car bomb attack on a military vehicle on the road to Baghdad's international airport. An Iraqi highway patrol policeman was also shot dead, and there were 2 other attacks with rocket-propelled grenades, and one with a hand grenade, and 2 more shooting incidents.
Typical day in Baghdad, you wake up in the morning, the first thing you're probably going to hear is at least one big boom.
Private contractors who provide security to Westerners in Iraq are often reluctant to talk. Rob, who works for a company providing security to NPR and other media organizations, agreed to an interview, but only if we withheld his full name.
And as you progress throughout your day, especially if you're getting out in the city more, you can run into sniper attacks on the way to the Baghdad International Airport. There's mortar attacks that you can count on, and then you'll hear the sirens and know that something's gone on somewhere.
In all, there were 14 insurgent attacks in or around Baghdad on this particular day. Factor in the whole of the country for the same 24-hour period, and the figure is 4 times higher. On average, on Tuesday, there was an armed incident every 30 minutes. US military officers no longer seek to downplay the scope or scale of the insurgency in Iraq. They'll admit it'll likely take a long time to overcome. The violence isn't nationwide. The Kurdish north is peaceful now, and the level of attacks in much of the Shiite-dominated south is low. But the war zone stretches across Iraq's midriff, from the so-called Triangle of Death south of Baghdad to Mosul, some 200 miles north of the capital. Major Mark Beeger's based in Mosul, where, on the same Tuesday, there were 4 attacks. He says understanding the complexities of the insurgency in his patch alone is an enormous task.
The harder part, I mean, in my mind, it's trying to understand where this insurgency gets its power, why the people support them.
According to Rob, the security consultant, the dust's often barely settled after a bombing before Iraqis get on with life again.
Pretty much at the time, it's mayhem. An hour later, you'd never know it went on unless you actually saw the debris.
Baghdad's grown accustomed to traffic jams, regular gunfire, and the racket of US Army Black Hawk helicopters passing low overhead. Yet, as always, street markets and restaurants still open daily. So do shops, including those selling these. Propaganda CDs made by the insurgents with footage of attacks that Iraqis have come to live with. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.